Relax, folks. We can't have terrible weather today. Kurt Mellish is back from vacation. It always goes in the toilet whenever he goes on vacation, and then when he comes back, it's clear again. Although right now there are storms in the area, and they're headed towards Roswell and Sandy Springs from the west side of the city, Mableton, Powder Springs, Fair Oaks. You got rain right now, very heavy showers headed towards Roswell, Sandy Springs. And then if you're out in the Carroll County area, you got really strong band of showers. The core of the storm is in Alabama right now, but the bulk of it will be in the Mount Zion Carrollton area by 5:43 p.m. and then the Covington area, and then south of Covington, real strong band of thunderstorms there as well. Again, 5:43, Covington will be getting the heart of the storm. So we got a ton of news to cover after this weekend, and I want to get to the Otto Warmbier news, the tragedy. He has died. Remember, this is the young man who went to North Korea as a tourist. They jailed him for 17 months, savagely beat him, and they sent him home in a coma. He has now died. I saw Kellyanne Conway tweeted a short time ago what a tragedy it was. I wonder what the American response will be. Hopefully stern and firm. We'll get into that. But I think we should, out of the gate today, deal with the 6th Congressional District here in Georgia. The phone number, by the way, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. The election is tomorrow. Praise God. Now, the bad news is that the 2018 election begins on Wednesday if John Ossoff wins. It will be a never-ending campaign if he's somehow able to win. This race is too close to call. People are asking me who I think is going to win tomorrow, and all I can tell you is I am not a prophet, and it depends on turnout because the race is so close. If all of the Republicans turn out, Karen Handel wins. If they don't, John Ossoff wins. It's that simple. There are more Republicans in the district than Democrats. 10 to 15% of Republicans say they're voting for John Ossoff, not because they dislike Karen Handel, but because they think they need to send a strong message to President Trump. So keep that in mind. You can't escape that in this district. The New York Times has some interesting data of the top 15, 16 districts in the country with the most educated people. This district is one of them, and it is the only one of those districts that went Republican. It is a district that is still Republican. It is a highly educated Republican enclave, and that caused problems for Donald Trump. The media narrative right now is that the 6th Congressional District has rapidly changed to a Democrat district. That is not true. Yes, the district demographically has shifted and is more purple than it was red. But it has not become a Democrat district. The reason I say that is because Mitt Romney won it with a greater percentage vote than he won Kansas in 2012. Tom Price won this district in 2016. Johnny Isaacson won this district. Nathan Deal won this district. David Perdue won this district. Casey Cagle won it. Brian Kemp won it. There's not a Republican who lost this district. Even last year, Donald Trump won this district. The problem is about Donald Trump. And the question is whether or not Republicans will turn their back on the president, or will turn their back on Karen Handel to rebuke the president. There is some polling out there that suggests some of that is happening. The Democrats really want you to believe there's been a profound demographic shakeup, and there really hasn't been. And there are worries that both sides should take. Listen, despite the spin from Republicans, they are worried with the fact that this is a Republican district, and 15% of Republicans are voting Democrat to rebuke the president. And that should worry Republicans when we head into 2018. There's, what, a 21, 24-seat majority by the Republicans. You lose two dozen Republican seats like this one, Nancy Pelosi takes over. But the Democrats should be concerned as well. And of course, the media is not going to focus as much on the Democrat concerns and the Democrat worries. But the fact of the matter is they've spent something like $25 to $29 million on this race. And it's tied with that amount of money by the Democrats. And this is the type of seat that the Democrats have to win if they want to take back Congress. And they can't spend $25 million on all of those swing seats. They just can't. They don't have the money for it. So the question is now, some of this can be offset by the Democrats just being in the general election. People will be more focused on it in the general election. People will be more likely to pay attention. People will be more engaged. They won't have to spend as much money to raise attention, but they'll still have to spend money. I mean, right now, the thing that John Ossoff is doing, I realize it is a nonstop ad fest by Ossoff. You can't escape his advertisements. But he's spending a lot of money, as are a lot of other groups, with boots on the ground for the Democrats, going door to door, trying to find people, trying to find voters, trying to persuade people to turn out and vote. But the Democrats are doing the same. The Republicans are doing the same. The Republicans are out pushing very hard to get people to turn out. We've had a lot of people call the show saying, why isn't Karen Handel matching John Ossoff dollar for dollar with advertisements? Well, there are two reasons. One, she doesn't have the amount of money he has. And two, her campaign and Republicans, based on polling, are making a strategic calculation that the voters of this district already know her. Remember, she's won this district twice, at least. She won it in the governor's race, in the governor's primary. She won it in the Secretary of State's race. They know her already. There's no reason for an ad blitz by Karen Handel because she is the one candidate in the race who cannot be defined by John Ossoff. Whether she sinks or swims has more to do with the president's popularity than herself at this point. Because again, 15% of Republicans say they're voting Democrat to send a message to the president. Whether or not he receives the message is another matter. But spending that much money for a seat like this cannot get the Democrats back Congress. And there's one more point that needs to be made. This does not suggest that there's suddenly going to be a Democratic wave, even if John Ossoff wins. And there's no sure thing. If Republicans show up tomorrow, again, it's all about turnout tomorrow. If Republicans show up, he doesn't win. But this doesn't mean that suddenly the Democrats in 2018 are going to be competitive statewide in Georgia. There are different dynamics. There's only so much you can take away from a special election, and you cannot take away Democratic dominance. The Democrats have been telling each other forever, now's our time, now's our time. 2018 is it. I don't believe it. Particularly when you've got shaping up in the governor's race, Stacey Abrams versus Stacey Evans. The thing that could help the Democrats next year is a super crowded Republican field for governor that turns super nasty, super negative, and the Democrats consolidate, and they may be able to do that. That would be to their advantage. But it would have much less to do with Democratic surging in Georgia and much more to do with Republican factionalism in Georgia. It is 26 after the hour. This is Eric Erickson, Atlanta's Evening News on WSB. Folks, let me give you some numbers from the 6th Congressional District that are just kind of mind-blowing. In a really big and significant way, the amount of money that's been spent, $59.6 million, is the total amount of money thus far all candidates and political groups have spent in the 6th Congressional District. 55% of the money has been controlled by the candidates. 45% has come from outside groups. John Ossoff has raised $23.9 million. Compare that to Karen Handel, $4.8 million. Here's one of the concerns for the Republicans. That is the enthusiasm gap. Two-thirds of John Ossoff's dollars that were $200 or less, the small dollar donors, two-thirds of his money is from small dollar donors, $200 or less. Only a third of Karen handles this. Now, truth be told, most of that Ossoff money is from California. He's gotten very little from Georgia. It's a bunch of out-of-state liberals who are trying to buy the seat for Nancy Pelosi. But still, he's been overwhelmed. They can't. This isn't sustainable. The Ossoff campaign is not a sustainable business model for the Democrats. You do need to understand that. Their ratio by which Ossoff has outraced Karen Handel is 5-1. And conservative outside groups aligned with Karen Handel have outspent liberal groups 2.5-1, which is good. Now, there's some other. I want to, when we come back, delve into this data some more on what's being spent in the 6th district as we run up to the election tomorrow. Just turning to 40 after the hour here. Eric Erickson, Atlanta's Evening News on WSB. The phone number 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Let's get back to the phones. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Dan in Atlanta, you are next. Welcome.
Hey, Eric. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. In listening to all of the ads that John Ossoff is putting out, one of the claims that he has is all of these money-saving ventures with this investigative reporting that he has done. And I was curious whether you have found anything, any kind of record to validate that, because I certainly haven't, and there hasn't been anything on YouTube or anything.
No. This is Ossoff padding his resume, trying to make himself sound more grown up than he is.
Exactly. I was just curious. That was what I was wondering about, and I appreciate your time, and you have a good day, sir.
You too. Stay dry out there. Yeah, I mean, a lot of the media has just kind of skated by on Ossoff. They know he's kind of an empty suit, a proxy vote for Nancy Pelosi. And I think, to their credit, one of the smart things that the NRCC and Congressional Leadership Fund have done is highlighted the fact that he's just going to be vote for Nancy Pelosi. Because, you know, there is a warning sign for Democrats here in the polling. You know, 15% of Republicans say they're voting for Ossoff just to spite the president. I mean, think about that. They're going to reject Karen Handel, not because of anything she's done, but because they think they need to send a message to the president. This is the way they want to do it. They feel empowered to do it that way. But you know who is as unpopular in the 6th district as Donald Trump? Nancy Pelosi. So, I mean, can you imagine John Ossoff going to Congress and voting for Nancy Pelosi for speaker? I mean, that's why I say, if he pulls it out tomorrow, then the race for 2018 is going to be on. By the way, you should know the Trafalgar Group. I don't know. We've had several polls from them in the past, and they've seemed to be right with everybody else. I don't really know a ton here, although the margin of error here is 2.9%, so it's still very close. But this is the first poll out in a while that has Karen Handel in the lead, 50.4 to 48.5. Margin of error, again, 2.9%, so it's within the margin of error. But this is the first poll out in a while. It is a poll that was taken, looks like over the weekend, which has Karen Handel in the lead. I'm always suspicious of weekend polls. They typically lean against Republicans. The fact that this is a weekend poll that leans towards Republicans, make of that as you will. But there you have it, a poll that shows Karen Handel in the lead. You know, we've gotten a couple of people who are worried about some backlash if John Ossoff loses. I don't know that I would worry about that too much. Yeah, there will be sore losers, and I'm going to spend some time in the next hour. I had a post up this morning at theresurgent.com that was a little more controversial than even I expected. And I expected it to ruffle some feathers, but it really has, and I want to talk about it some, because I stand by the points. I'm not going to run away from them, as some people would prefer that I do. But I don't think you're going to see a big backlash if Ossoff loses, largely because deep down people understand this is a Republican district. There will be a lot of gloating if Ossoff wins. And you know, so the 11th district chairman, I cannot remember the guy's name. The chairman of the 11th congressional district here in Georgia for the GOP said that he thinks the shooting last week in D.C. won this race for Karen Handel. And there has been media blowback by him saying that. Y'all, I cannot tell you the number of people who I have talked to who have said the same thing, that that mass assassination attempt in Washington against Republicans will help Karen handle. A lot of people think it. All of them, save the 11th district chairman, were smart enough not to say it publicly because, of course, the media is going to blow that up against Republicans. That's the sort of thing the media always savages Republicans with. Whether it's true or not, it's one of those things you probably shouldn't say. Nonetheless, it's out of the bag, and it, maybe it's true. We'll find out whether or not there was a shift towards Karen Handel afterwards. There will be some exit polling done in this race. It's going to be interesting to see. I would not be worried, though, about a backlash if Ossoff loses, because largely the Democrats do understand this is a Republican race. But let's be honest here. It doesn't matter what happens. Democrats are going to be angry. They stay in a perpetual rage these days, and there's no way to calm them down. '54 after the hour. I'm Eric Erickson. This is WSB. Real heavy storm still on the north side of the city, north of the perimeter, spilling over a little bit south of the perimeter, north of I-20. But Duluth, Lawrenceville, Suwanee, Sugar Hill, Auburn, Braselton, Flowery Branch, coming, you're all in the path of these storms. Right now over Sandy Springs, Roswell, Alpharetta's there, Doraville, Chamblee. A lot of lightning just to the south of Roswell, and then the storm is stretched now that's out on I-20, a separate band of showers. If you're west of Douglasville, you've got real heavy rain all the way to the Alabama line. Carrollton now getting pounded by lightning, heavy rain. Temple, Villarica as well. Let's go back to the phones. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. AC in Atlanta, you are up next. Welcome.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for the show. What is the source of the data, the 15% going to cast their vote for Ossoff, and how can that be remotely accurate data?
That is the polling average of the several polls that have been taking public polls, AJC poll, a WSB poll, an 11 Alive poll, an NRCC poll, a DCCC poll, and there were two or three other polls, and they all show somewhere between 10 and 15%, the average being 15%. And I think that can be considered accurate when you look at the election in 2016, that the president only won it by 1.5%, a district that Mitt Romney had won by upwards of 15 to 18% of the vote. There is a sizable percentage of highly educated Republican women who dislike the president and believe voting for Ossoff is a rebuke. And the total irony here is that it is overwhelmingly female Republicans who could send a female Republican for the first time from Georgia to Congress, a female Republican, and they're rejecting her to send a message to the president. Hopefully enough people will turn out in a wave to overwhelm them, but it is a situation of people wanting to cut off their nose to spite their face in order to send the president a message that they're unhappy with his job performance. Go figure. Karen Handel would be the first Republican female sent to Washington by the GOP in Georgia, which you would think would be a big deal for the women, but we'll see. It is 6:09. I'm Eric Erickson. This is Atlanta's Evening News on WSB. The phone number, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Let me give you the radar breakdown before we get into news, because the storms are continuing to develop. Right now, there is a new storm cell around Villarica, headed towards Douglasville and Dallas. And if you're in Dallas, Georgia, you will be seeing the storm around 6:30, the heart of it. Right now, there's another cluster of strong storms From Sandy Spring stretching out to Lawrenceville. It is moving 21 knots east-northeast, and if you're in Auburn, Georgia at 6:43, you're going to be feeling the storm. At about 6:20, Lawrenceville is going to get the heart of it. You go up 985 towards Flowery Branch in Gainesville. There's another strong storm just developing up there. Coming, you're going to be hit with a storm here in the next 10-15 minutes. By 6:15, the heart of the storm is going to be passing through. Coming, Jefferson, Arcade, Stratum, Winder, you're all going to get the storm. On the south side of the city, things are relatively clear. There's some spotty light rain out there, but most everything is north of I-20, with the exception of Carroll County. The bulk of the rain in Carroll County is south of I-20. Everywhere else, it is north of I-20, mostly north of the perimeter, clustered between 75 and 85. Just some real heavy stuff out there right now. If you're on the roads, make sure your headlights are on. Before I get into anything else, we got a lot of people on hold to talk about the 6th Congressional District, a lot of questions about the 6th Congressional District. And I really would like to talk about this morning piece that I wrote, but if I do, a lot of you guys who have been waiting on hold forever are going to have to keep waiting on hold, and I think more relevant, the 6th Congressional District race is tomorrow. Might as well take these calls, so I'm going to go back to the phones right now. I'm going to start with Cindy in Marietta. Welcome, Cindy.
Hi, Eric, from a rainy East Cobb.
Yeah, it is rainy out there.
It's pouring. I was wondering what you thought about why Karen Handel hasn't responded to the one thing that John Ossoff keeps hitting her with, which is just not true. The people that know her, she had the Lexus before she even ran for office, and she chose to use her own car to save the state money. And then the seat thing was the thing that the governor did. It's just, I don't know why, in all the politics I've seen, they usually, it's hard to respond to those things, and you think they'll go away, but it's the one thing he keeps hitting her with. It's her car.
Right.
It was never this state's car.
Well, you know, so I've talked about that some here, Cindy. Here's what I can tell you from talking to people who kind of map this out, is that it's not an effective ad in their mind. It's not drawing anyone over to John Ossoff, who wasn't going to go there anyway. And that the majority of the voters in the 6th District know Karen Handel so well, the attacks really haven't worked. Their biggest concern is the president's popularity, not the stuff John Ossoff has attacked her with.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that seems to be because they have pounded her on this, and they pounded her on the Komen stuff as well. And, I mean, those two attacks have just the one, it's simply not true. And Cindy's absolutely right on this attack ad. You hear it here that she bought this Lexus with – it's not true. Absolutely not true. I mean, if people will recall, and this is why they're not going after it, because most people do remember, Karen Handel was the one statewide elected official who got into office and was able to make budget cuts in her office and save money without having to lay people off or do anything like that. I mean, she balanced her budget. She did it at Fulton County as well. Let's go back to the phones. Greg and Cumming, you're next. Welcome.
Hey, Eric. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate your show, man.
Sure, thanks.
Back. So you said that Mitt Romney won the district by 16 to 18% in 2012, correct?
Yeah, I think that's right, yeah.
And then so the president won it by 1.5% this past election, yes?
Yeah.
So the quote-unquote 15% that are going to send the president a message, isn't it highly likely that those are the same 15% that voted independent or not for the president in the first place?
Yes, I think
really
it is.
It's not going to make a difference with this vote, because they didn't like him in the first place. So,
I think you're onto something there, Greg, is that a lot of these people, now, it is a little bit different, because some of those people decided they wound up liking the president, some of them who liked him decided they didn't like him, so it's a little bit jumbled, but by and large, that's the same core people. They didn't vote for him, and he still won the district, and
right.
That's why this is all about turnout. If the Republicans turn out, then Karen Handel should win.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to say something because I think people hear that 15% and they freak out like it's going to matter, and I don't think it's really going to matter. It's the turnout, like you said.
Yeah, you know, this district is technically, I want to say it used to be considered something like R, don't hold me to this, please, but it used to be considered R plus 20, something like that. It is a solidly Republican district. And so, again, this is all a turnout election. If the GOP turns out, Karen Handel wins. And the question is, are they motivated enough to turn out? And my sense is that they are. And the very late polling shows Karen Handel surging. This last poll, the Trafalgar poll that came out today, it was taken over the weekend, which typically leans against Republicans, shows Karen Handel has taken the lead by about a point and a half, 2 points. So perhaps so. Now, let's go back to the phones. The phone number 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. David, Johns Creek, you are up next. Welcome.
Hey, Eric. Love the show. Thanks for the minute. Yeah, I want to follow on that conversation from Greg. My wife is highly educated, typically votes Republican, could not stand Trump, did not vote for him, voted for Hillary, so I canceled her vote. But she never attends special elections. She's already voted for Karen Handel because this is an election that's based upon who's best to represent us, not on Trump. And I think you're going to see those women who voted against Trump, many of them are going to turn out in favor of Karen Handel if they're Republicans.
I hope so. God bless your wife for doing it. If they do, then the Republicans don't have anything to worry about. The Democrats really do. And this is one of the points, David, I just don't think people can underestimate this enough. The Democrats are spending roughly $30 million to take one congressional seat. That's not sustainable. I don't know how they pull that off in 2018 because they don't have that much money. And if you have Republicans who are returning home to stick up for the Republican congressman, even if they don't like the president, they're returning home, well, then that's good for Handel. Now, I'm going to take a time out here, and then I'm going to shift gears away from the 6th Congressional District and get into my morning piece from theresurgent.com, because it's worth exploring with you and taking your phone calls on this as well. Is it time in this country to have a real conversation about breaking up the union? It is 25 after the hour. Welcome back. Eric Erickson here on News 95.5 AM 750 WSB. Sad news, I should note. Sad news. Vogelsbergs, the greatest bakery in America. They make the greatest donuts you will ever eat. They've closed. And I never got the recipe from Vogelsbergs on how to make their donuts before they closed. Their chocolate donuts were just heavenly. And they decided to close. It's just, it's a sad, sad day in Carroll County. Nonetheless, we move on. I do want to ask you guys, listen, I wrote a piece this morning at theresurgent.com. By the way, if you want the daily email that I send out, text WSB to 444-999. And I wrote a piece, maybe we should have a conversation about secession. I've never favored secession. In fact, in 2012, I was very strongly against secession. And I realize it is my pessimism coming out of my disdain for the present political climate. But when you've got a bunch of people who see a nut job try to assassinate a member of Congress and their response is, more of that, please, he deserved it. And you've got other people out there who insist, bigot, that you bake the cake, but they don't have to. I think it's time to consider, can we get federalism to work? And if not, should we break apart the union? My preference is for federalism to work. I mean, if you want gay marriage and abortion in California and we don't in Georgia, we should be allowed to. You should be allowed to, at the state level, decide your moral issues instead of having five black robe masters do that. But federalism isn't going to work anymore. We see how this plays out. The left will just demand a boycott of your state. They will harass businesses. If Fortune 500 companies will retreat from your state if you dare to implement conservative policies. Can we survive as a union? Let's discuss that when we come back. It's 6:39, and if you live in Mapleton or Smyrna, you got a lot of lightning headed your way in the next 10 minutes. So just Be careful out there on the roads. If you head up 85 from the perimeter all the way up to the 85-985 split, you got rain. And then up 985 all the way past Gainesville, actually, you got a lot of rain. And on 85 towards Commerce, you're going to be intermittently in rain. If you're on I-20 headed towards Alabama, you're going to hit the rain at about Douglasville and go all the way to the state line. If you're in Carroll County, you got a flash flood warning. McDonough, you've just got a thunderstorm that has fired up just north of you by about 3 miles. A lot of heavy rain, and it just cropped up. And it looks like going to miss you for the most part. It's headed towards the east. Secession. Should we do it? I'm in favor of federalism, by the way. I'm not in favor of secession. I'm in favor of federalism. Let each state decide. You know, there are 15 states that have legitimate claim to secession. The original 13 nations that formed the United States, Texas and Hawaii. Those two, Texas and Hawaii, were independent countries that came into the United States. The rest were land acquisitions through war or purchase. So there aren't a lot of states that have a real claim to secession, but each state has its own character. And I am a fan of the idea of each state being allowed to have its own character, its own values. If, you know, prior to the Supreme Court deciding the Bill of Rights applied to the states, states had their own religions. They did. Some of them had tighter free speech laws. I think we should go back to that. We should repeal the 14th Amendment. I don't think we're ever going to go back to a time, except in maybe really liberal states, where we really control free speech. But I don't know that we can. And I want to. I don't want to break up the Union, and I'm just appalled by the behavior this past week of a lot of people on the left. You know, I have said on this radio program now for 5 years, it is not a blanket statement about the left, although some people interpret it as that, but it is a very specific strain of the left. You know what I'm talking about, and they behave like the American ISIS. They don't cut off your head, they just destroy your livelihood, they destroy your life, they drive you from the town square. You're not allowed to speak on a college campus without a mob breaking out. You can't do anything without them burning down a Starbucks. The dividing line is whether or not you lose your head. They both, ISIS and the American ISIS, destroy your lives. Again, I don't mean to paint with a broad brush, but you know they're there. And many people on the left applaud them. They don't want to be a part of them. But just like the people in the street who cheer on the bad things happening to the United States when there's a terrorist attack, you see liberals cheering on these people. The man who gunned down, tried to mass assassinate Republicans in Congress, he was cheered by prominent liberals. It's appalling. I would love to live and let live in this country. I would love to live in a country where California can have its values and Georgia can have its values. Where Athens, Georgia can have its values and Atlanta, Georgia can have its values and Alpharetta, Georgia can have its values. And people can move between them if they don't like it. You live in a place that's overwhelmingly conservative? Move. You live in a place that's overwhelmingly liberal? Move. And you should be able to do that. And we should be a society that fosters and encourages the movement of people from place to place. To find jobs, to find like-minded people, you name it. But we're increasingly not, and we're increasingly in a nation where the left won't allow you a freedom of conscience. They won't allow you to opt out of the culture war. You have to adhere to what they want or else. And if we're going to head that way, if we're going to head that way and we're going to reject federalism, then maybe we need some breakup of this country. I hope not. I would prefer otherwise. But this whole Washington does everything and Washington decides everything, including our morality, it's got to give or else. It does. I would prefer, very much prefer, that we figure out a way to sustain this campaign. Or is this campaign? I'm sorry, I shouldn't be reading a text from a friend while I'm doing this. Sustain this nation. But is it sustainable when you can be driven from your job? You can have your business shut down. You can be driven from the public square when you disagree with someone about your religion, when you disagree with someone about public policy. I mean, we're at a point in this country where we used to understand that we all want what's best for the United States. We just disagree about how to do it. But now you got people convinced that the Republicans want to kill you. You got Democratic leaders saying that. And, you know, for a long time, rhetoric in this country was hysterical. It was hyperbolic. It was out there. For 240 years it has been. But now you got people who feed off of it and really do believe it. And I just don't think it's sustainable. I don't want what's coming either way. But something is coming. Short of a war that unites the people in this country and we all recognize we are American, something bad is coming. And I would prefer, before we're at each other's throats even more violently than we are in this day and age, that we just decide bygones and go our separate ways. That is far preferable to the violence that I'm afraid is coming. Because people are at each other's throat, and there is no incentive to calm the rhetoric on either side. And that is the problem. I am somewhat surprised by this, but we're getting phone calls from people asking how can they find out if they're in the 6th Congressional District. I just assumed if you voted for Tom Price, if he was on your ballot last year, you're in the 6th Congressional District. But if you just don't know, if you've moved into the area since then, you're not sure, the Secretary of State has a website where you can find out what district you're in, see the ballot. It is MVP, my voter page, MVP, V as in victory, MVP at SO, I'm sorry, MVP.SOS.GA.gov. If you just go to the Georgia Secretary of State's website, you can Google Georgia Secretary of State's website, and it'll come up there as well, but it's MVP.SOS.GA.gov. And you can check and see where you live. The election tomorrow going to be interesting. WSB-TV has just released their last poll. 0.1% between Ossoff and Karen Handel. 0.1%. Meanwhile, before I get out of here tonight, keep your eye on the USS Fitzgerald story. That's the ship that was hit by the container ship off of Japan. There's a wondering now, people are asking questions, was this intentional? Because radar evidence suggests that the container ship sailed past the Fitzgerald, then made a sharp 180-degree turn to collide into it on the side of the ship where the soldiers or where the sailors slept. Developing situation, the timeline's been messed up. We're still finding out stuff. Keep your eye to the ear to the ground. As always, you can text WSB to 444-999 to sign up for the daily email.